from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's here to talk you in at a distance. You'd say that's, sometimes you want to be tucked in. And, you know, sometimes you wonder, is there someone named Tuck Finn? But you say, no, that's Huck Finn. And that dude Tuck is like, anybody remember when Worf was dressed as Friar Tuck? That was that dude's name. Or he was a bear in one of those movies, I think. But what am I talking about? How did I get so off topic? I was talking about auditorily tucking you in. Because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And coming up here is the ways we keep the show going. If you can remember when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, if you don't take action right now, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors to find out all the ways we keep the show going. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking... If the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now. And the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. It's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, where I thank the listeners who keep the podcast free for everybody. And I want to thank Vanessa V and Deborah, who both supported Native, got their Native deodorant. You know, not many people have asked me what I smell like when they get their Native deodorant. But you could check out Native. Go to nativedeodorant.com and use Sleep During Checkout for 20% off your first purchase. And let them know about it. Let me know about it so I can thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, just like Vanessa and Deborah. Thanks. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out in this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Night Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. And that's how you kind of find me. I guess that's the way to find me. Remember, you can listen to Sleep With Me in your smart speaker or your smart speaker. It's a new speaker I'm working on. It's a smarmy speaker. It didn't work out. It got on my nerves. I said, forget it. And it said, forget it. Anyway, you just say, hey, smart speaker. Like a smarm speaker would not do this, but a smart speaker will. You say, play Sleep With Me podcast. Or play the latest episode of Sleep With Me podcast. Then you tell it to say to set a sleep timer, and you're good to go. Speaking of which, what do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is to create a safe place where you set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature. So anything, you know, physically you're feeling or physical place you might be where you say, well, I can't get comfortable as I'd like to be here. You know, maybe you're on a couch, you're visiting someone or something, or you got something on your mind, or you have some emotions that are coming up for you, or, you know, it's just situational, or it could be baffling, that's another one, or it could be something else, whatever it is. I'm going to try to keep you company. I'm going to try. I've got a safe place set up here. I have it set up and set aside. And set in softness. Sometimes they say it's set in stone, you know. And I do like how that has a nice, it's a little bit too, like we got to always be careful of, what's that called, sibilance here. But luckily, I worked that out with the production side. But you say set and softness versus, here's the thing. Okay, maybe, I don't know, have I ever talked about fabric softeners here on the podcast before? Because if there isn't, I mean, I wish this was like a lead into like a, what do you call it? An ad, right? Say, huh, what did I say? Sleep with me, not set in stone, but set in softness. Brought to you by Puffy Cloud, the fabric softener that leaves your clothes as puffy as a cloud. All of this is imaginary, but also protected by Scooter's made-up rights. Okay, sorry. If you're a new listener, though, I'm going to try to create a safe place that is, set in softness. Probably got ran through the laundry and the dryer with, a couple sheets of puffy cloud. Also made with real clouds. I didn't mention that because, we're still waiting for the ruling on that. And I said, technically, water is, I told the FBC or whatever, I said, technically, water comes from clouds, Your Honor. And they said, what are you doing here? I said, well, I'm here representing myself, People versus Puffy Cloud. And then it was a dream. It was one of my many dreams. Okay, but what was I talking about? So I'm going to create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, which you just witnessed. Other stuff. I'm going to go off topic. To take your mind off stuff and keep you company as you drift off. Now, if you're new, a couple of things. Most likely, the podcast is going to be different than what you expected because it's just a bit different than most things. So if you can consume it the first time, like if you were watching a puffy cloud go by and you say, huh, what's that cloud doing? Not sure if that would, I don't know a nimbus, I personally don't know my alto from my nimbus, it's been said about me, even though I've done episodes about clouds. And, again, they say, that made me think of Nimbus 2000, though. Did anybody ever say that to Harry? I guess that would be Ron. Like Hermione would say, Ron, you don't know your alto from your Nimbus. I love Neville, by the way. Not to go off topic, but that's what I do. So if you're new, kind of consume the podcast just like you would consume watching a cloud. If you can, the first few times, and just kind of see how it goes. Now, a couple things to know. The structure of the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show free for everybody, which is great, huh? Then there's an intro, which we're into here. The intro is kind of a show within a show, and it's a wind down to kind of ease you into bed. It takes like 12 to 18 minutes or so. And it's where I kind of mis-explain the podcast. I try to, make it friendly, where I could try to welcome you if you're new. Familiar, because I kind of go through the same structure. But also new. I don't want you to feel blue. And there is something borrowed. In this case, the concept of fabric softening. Here's something. Does fabric ever talk back to fabric softeners and be like, yo, I'm soft enough, man. Get off my back. I guess there's already the Toy Story movies. So I don't know if there's quite if there's a Z level animation company that wants to partner with me. I mean, I did actually try to write a story, but way before the podcast about socks. Do you think there's any pushback with laundry? Right, personified laundry. Sorry about that. My clarification brain just popped in. Or sentient laundry. I mean, if there's sentient laundry, we're pretty much toast anyway. Fabric softener would be the least of our problems. But that would probably be at the top of their list when they call. Well, I guess maybe I could just represent the people. Maybe that's what that case was, the People versus Puffy Cloud Incorporated. And I said, well, I'm filing a suit against Kids Incorporated just because of that word. But they say, really? I said, no, no, I'm just kidding. But like, you say, well, who filed that suit anyway? Big laundry? And they say, no, no, actually, the sentient council of laundry. And they said, dear Scoots, we're soft enough. Also, because of you and your fake fabric softener company, we're taking over Earth. And I said, okay. And I guess everybody, you know, all the papers said, finally, we find out where all those socks were. You know, they were the, you know, they're just waiting. Oh, so those were the ones. This is like an episode ready to go. Maybe I will do this as an episode. I guess I know what our next episode is going to be about, those missing socks. So the intro. Sorry, new listener. I went off topic there. I indulged myself, I guess. So the intro is a show within a show that you can listen to as you wind down. Because for a lot of people, it takes a little while to wind down, right? So, you know, there might be other sleep solutions that work within five or less minutes. And you'll probably find those places, those ones, those same places you find sentient laundry, but in those missing socks. But this show takes a little while. I guess for me, I want to ease you into bedtime, for you to get comfortable and to realize I'm a bit of a nincompoop. We don't need to mince words. I'm a bit of a goofball. And so I'm just here to, like, keep you company. One, it takes me a while to get going and go. And you say, it took you forever to get nowhere, Scoots. And I say, yeah, put that on a shirt. And they say, well, I said, put it on my name tag then. I said, believe me, there's been other contacts where I've heard that before, unfortunately. Multiple ones, actually. So not just that one. School, right? That's what we're all thinking of. Of course that was. That's probably where I heard it, actually. So the intro is just a long, drawn-out case of friendly banter. And you say, well, doesn't that? And I say, well, yeah, usually friendly banter is not long or drawn out, but when it's to put you to sleep, it is, or to get you comfortable. So that's the intro. Then there's some business between the intro and the show. That's, again, how we keep the show free for everybody. And then after that, it'll be a bedtime story. I guess we'll try to figure out this sock thing. And look into that. So that'll be interesting. And so that's the structure. Show some thank yous at the end. If you're new, here's a couple other things. You don't need to listen to me. You probably came to that conclusion on your own, but you know, because you're so like you clearly. Except for the people in big laundry, they're like puffy cloud. They're Googling that now. The teddy bear company is going to say, can we get that teddy bear to say set in softness, not set in stone, Buffy Cloud, or whatever that company is called. And I say, well, you could have just paid me. Like, it's a lot cheaper to say, well, I guess I wouldn't. There's a story or structure. You don't need to listen to me. There's also no pressure to fall asleep. The reason the shows are about an hour is because I'm here to keep you company as you drift off at your leisure. And just in case you can't fall asleep, I'm here to the very end. So I'm here whether you fall asleep in the first 5 minutes or it takes you an hour or, you know, you just want some noise, background company, and you want to play 8 episodes in a row. And the reason I want to help is because I've been there, tossing and turning, waking up, wondering why I'm, especially, I don't want to, but a couple times recently I've had, less than 30 minutes you wake up and you say, what in the heck? It drifted off, I had everything set up, and then you wake up, you say, well, it's got to be like 4 a.m. And I say, it's 11:05? You got to be kidding me. So, that's just one example of why I want to be here, to keep you company, to take your mind off of stuff, to be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib. You know, if you'll allow me, well, your boar companion, or your boar bestie, you know, we could be BFFs or whatever. You know, though my number one BFF is BB88, which is an imaginary relative of BB8. Anyway, that's about it. I'm glad you're here. Now, the podcast does not work for everybody, but for most people it worked for, or works for on a regular basis, they say give it a few tries. I mean, if you're still listening, or this is like your second or third try, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. Those are some other things I listen to, and some other sleep podcasts. Or if you want to just say, Scoots, I just don't like you, you could do that through that page, believe it or not. So, I don't know, that's it. I'm really glad you're here. I really appreciate you checking the show out, and I work very hard. I yearn and I strive, because I want to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show a-going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com. to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. All right. Hey, everybody. We're returning to a tale we haven't been in a long time. This was like an experience I had, and sometimes I forget about, sometimes the stories slip my mind, and I need a little help recalling them. And so I'm going to be using the Writer's Emergency Pack, the Writer's ER Pack, to help me recall things. John August of Script Notes created this, kind of to help writers Get Unstuck. And so this tale, it came out years and years ago, and I'll try to link to it or re-release it on Patreon or something, but it's not, I'll get you caught up. Don't worry about continuity at all. This was a set of tales from the show. Like, it was actually just one story. I think there was a good, I don't know. Original story was called A Pop, A Mop, and a Candy Shop. And I don't think there's much continuity. Like, so once upon a time in the real world, Scoots was out on a, like, a, on the country roads adventuring, and I had a hankering for a soda pop and some candy. And he went into this shop, and there was a man named Pop there, and he was mopping, and it was his shop, and it was a candy shop. And quickly, I realized there's much more, you know, there's much more at hand and at stake than just a candy and mopping. Though I'm pretty sure if there was any mop duties I was supposed to be doing, I didn't meet those duties. Pop's probably still waiting for me to mop. Also, I was a customer, so really, like, asking your customer to mop, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure you say, well, I'm a pop, you know, I've lived 85, whatever years, mop my store. Again, I just can't see how I would respect. I'd say, well, sure, Pop, but let me, like, if I was a local, I'd probably say, or if you were my pop, or you were, like, my neighbor, I called you Pop. There was a Mr. Pop, who was neighbors at my grandparents a long time ago, and who was my distribution boss when I had a paper route. But this is a different Pop, totally different Pop. I'm just trying to clarify that in my mind. But so I met Pop and his mop in a candy shop, and I quickly realized that there was so much more sick. What was really happening, and I was really exposed to, and was, you know, so there's two big, I mean, there's more than that. Of course, people say, well, there's the multinationals or something. Now, this was a simpler time, because it wasn't simpler. It was actually more complex, more straightforward time. And, you know, just off the main, you know, just off, it wasn't off, you know, it was on the highways and the byways. But where two companies were struggling for candy dominance, and not just by means of the marketplace. Like, this was a W to the A to the R, the great, this was a great one. It wasn't written in any of the history books. And it was the loyalists and the paid, you know, I don't know if they were industrialists behind it, but the Whitmans versus C's. And you may have heard of this, you know, told, spun only around, you know, the only place these tales are told is around campfires after dusk. When people realize, you know, that now, you say, wait a second, you say, well, usually a person like me would introduce it and say, enjoying your s'more there, huh, son? You know, I guess I'm playing the role of Pop now, and I got the creaky dulcet tones to back it up. But at the time, it was no story. Like, this was the front lines of, the Whitmans versus Samplers, to be the sole provider of, again, I guess they were heading, maybe this was, maybe they were disruptors. And again, I don't mean to, because there's like the regular candy business, like Pop has. You go into a store and you say, okay, well, I'm hankering, like I said. Or maybe you say, huh, the catch caught my eye. Or you might be at the supermarket, you know, they got them at the checkout. So that's one type of candy purchase. But this one is the boxed candy market. Two companies dominated that I know of, especially in this part of the world. And one, you go into their store and buy it, and it's all done in a sanitary way, you know, white tile and aprons and the whole nine yards, free sample. And the other one's kind of sold at the pharmacies of the world, Whitman's. And again, I guess this was part of a simpler time when you would go to someone's home with flowers or a sampler. Again, I don't know. Again, I've never, other than Valentine's Day, or sometimes occasionally, like I guess people used to give one another boxes of these chocolate samplers or candy samplers. And again, you wonder, I guess I wonder, you even see the store and you see there's a whole store for that. And I mean, I guess like the one of them's more integrated with school fundraisers, which is a smart move. And the other one's more integrated with a store where you're like, I forgot. I'm going to go over to grandma's house. Let me get a box of Whitman's. And maybe I'm just like operating from my own window of ignorance where I say, when in my life have I bought a box of candy? And you say, well, it was a simpler time back then, Scoots. People express their feelings. I don't know. So, and again, maybe we could get it. I don't know if doesn't feel like a 99 PI episode, but maybe they already did it. Maybe I have Googled that before. Maybe it's a, like, This Is Love episode, a candy box sampler. You say, Scooch, yeah, you listened to that episode last week. Oh, I did. Yeah, but there was a time, and maybe some of you don't know that. Well, you've seen one of those two stores. You've seen it. If not, seek it out. Do yourself a favor. And, you know, give it a shot, because usually it's like, there's different stuff inside of them. Now they have truffles, which are a different thing. I'm trying to figure out a way not to talk about too much food, so I apologize. But basically, I guess what I was saying is, I was trying to set up the world of those two companies. And I guess it didn't happen that long ago, where they said, okay, the market is getting slimmer and slimmer for people buying boxed candy assortments. Because you say, even now, I guess even for me, part of my brain is saying, what do you mean? Like, does it have, you mean it has Mounds and Almond Joy in there? No, it's not like that. It's like, it's fancy. It's supposed to feel fancier. Oh, like a macaroon? No, like a truffle that you would get at a bespoke truffle shop. Kind of, but a mass manufactured version of that. Okay, like an Almond Joy. No, it's like a, yeah, okay, never mind. I don't, like, have you ever, you can't really bring it to a potluck. Here's the thing, let's start that, all ages, because we have a very diverse group of people that listen to this podcast, and I appreciate that very much. So let's try to unify that, and let's take some character out of our diversity here. I'm just kidding, but in some sense, it's funny. If a diverse enough group of us, let's start going to potlucks with boxed candy or parties. For those of you that are really young, you don't even have to go to potlucks yet. That's how, when you hit a certain age, I think it's maybe like 30. I don't know if it is. I don't want to tell you the future. Or be age stricter. But at some point, you start going to these potlucks instead of a party. It's the same thing usually. But like, what if you go to a party? Like, what, I don't know. They don't call them, like, show up with a box of candy. That people would love that. Let's start doing that. We could call it, could call it, like, hashtag candy box. Candy box potluck or something. I mean, seriously, if it was a potluck, hearty har har, showing up with a box of candy, a candy sampler is going to be Giggle City. So anyway, so once upon a time, there was two companies that controlled the box candy business. And let's just say, at this particular time in history, whenever you went to someone's house or you came home on an occasion you wanted to say, I love you, without flowers or in addition to flowers, or you want to say welcome to the neighborhood, or hey, haven't seen you in a couple weeks, or hey, not only did I bring a crock pot full of beans, I also brought a box of candy to this potluck. Once upon a time, that was a tradition, probably created by, I think I researched it too, the, like, bestowed upon us by the companies that happen to the purveyors of the product. And, you know, while everything, you know, wasn't perfect, all was well. The market was robust, we'll say. And two of the great, you know, candy barons, the C's and the, that's S-E-Z-Z, and the Whitmans with an E, in, you know, in there, M-I-N-S, yeah, you're right, of course, the Whitmans, they controlled the candy market, the candy box market, but then the market started to shrink, and... You know, you don't hear about, you don't hear about these, like, business, first business things, except in, this is where, you know, Hollywood has to bring these, glamorize this stuff and bring it to light, or a sleep podcast in this case. Yeah, but so those two companies declared WAR on one another, and I'm talking conventional. So in pop, for some reason, he was the keeper of the mop was like what kept the peace between the two candy companies. He was the keeper, or maybe I pretended I was the keeper of the candy mop. But as I remember it, when I visited Pop Shop, that was just happened to be on the front lines of the two companies coming against each other. And I guess they did need the mop. So there is some sort of... other level to the story that I forgot because I was in it. You know, I didn't have time to like narrate it because I was living it. So now I'm trying to, you know, put it back together. But the last thing I remember was so I had taken my shirt off and I was creating a big distraction, which, you know, that's one of the things I'm really good at. And I was holding the mop and Pop was holding the mop. And then we headed underground. So we tried to create a truce between the two great candy, you know, the representatives of those two candy companies. But what we were unaware of was a much, you know, greater, you know, Pop was, because Pop was the keeper of the candy mop, and not all knowing and all seeing, but he, so we went down these stairs, subterranean stairs. Yeah, this is where our tale starts tonight, you know, like, I followed Pop down these stairs, and it led down, and I heard some churning, and I heard bubbling as we headed down, 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 deeper into the earth. And I thought to myself, it's a great thing I don't have a shirt on, because, because it's warmer here down. And Pop said, put your shirt on, put your shirt back on. And I said, okay, Pop, I'll put it back on. We headed down these stairs, carved into the earth, through the earth, and I started to smell chocolate, of course. Well, you know, we're in a tale about it, and I figured that this was some sort of, you know, lava-based cocoa cauldron. But as I got deeper, I started to hear, like, chanting. At first, I thought it was chanting, but then, you know, I heard the gurgling of chocolate. It was actually, Papa stopped and explained it to me. He said it's actually geothermally warmed chocolate, not lava. He goes, technically, probably lava below that. But he goes, here we are in these tunnels. Below the tunnels are a vast network of... natural geothermal vents and tubes. He goes, most airtight. He goes, some just a feet below where we are. So he goes, this is a subterranean river of chocolate. And he goes, it gets kept at a certain temperature because of the geothermal vents. And I said, oh, this is Mother Earth's chocolate. And he said, no. Because chocolate doesn't, he goes, come on. He goes, chocolate's made. And I said, I know, Pop, I just forgot. Because I was so, you know, I was just so impressed with, and I said, why is there chocolate down here below the earth? You know, other than it would be efficient. You could probably sell it for more. Geothermal cocoa made in a geothermal kettle. He goes, you'll have to work on your marketing. But he goes, you may be onto something. He goes, you could be a bespoke chocolatier. And I said, I could, but I don't have the energy for it, Pop. Better off coming up with taglines that never get used. And he said, quiet down. Remember, the whole reason we were talking was because you thought you heard something other than chocolate churning and bubbling. And he said, yeah, I thought I heard some, like, chanting. And he goes, no, it's a gentle humming. And I said, it is, like a singing humming. I said, like, it's like with some people are working, but there are, like, thousands of them. And he goes, yeah, it's like, yeah, and but more musical, but not the kind of music you would want to have in a sleep podcast. And Pop goes, And I said, does that mean keep it quiet, Scoots? And he goes, And I said, okay, Pop, I will. And we started down as a tunnel started to go right. And these were well-lit tunnels. Again, you'd think, you know, regular person would have paid attention to, like, were they electric lights? Were they magic lights? You know, were they made from lightning bugs? But I wasn't really paying attention. I mean, like, because of the humming and the giant river of churning chocolate, which would have, like, bubbles and splashes. But Pop, I already told me, like, don't get near the chocolate. It's, you know, hot to the touch. And then we reached, so we went right away from the river or the reservoir. It really, Pop explained to me later again that this wasn't, that was like a kettle. Like, he goes, it just because, he goes, not all kettles are round, especially if it's inside the earth. Because he said, oh, is that a river of chocolate? He goes, no, it's a kettle. It was not shaped like a kettle, but serving the purpose of a kettle. Maybe he said that the first time when he was explaining to me about the geothermal energy. Yeah, but so, let's see here. So, where were we? We're with Pop and Mop. He was carrying the mop, much like a staff or a stave. And so we bent off to the right, and we reached this great chamber where the humming was coming from. And Pop said, here, take the mop. It's your move from here. I need you to, he goes, you remember one time you were talking about candy disruptors? And he goes, those boneheads are up there arguing about the boxed candy business. And they don't even realize what they've missed. Goes, the keeper of the candy mop has bigger things on their mind. And I said, like, when? He goes, well, a nap for me. It's been a pretty busy day. And he goes, for you? He goes, don't you like to pretend the mop's your wig? And he goes, sneak in there and see what's going on. And I said, does this make me the keeper of the candy mop? And he goes, oh, does that mean you're going to mop my store later? And I was like, wasn't your store lost in the Great Candy War? And he goes, okay. And I said, okay, Pop, don't worry. I'm headed in there. And then I kind of said, like, P-R-Y-A, kind of like a prayer to morally safer, because I said, so we don't know. This isn't like I'm investigating. And I didn't know who else to say, because I was getting a little bit on edge. Not fully confident in myself. I was ready to be the temporary keeper of the candy mop. So I thought about my days with Morley, old Morley and Borley, where Morley and I teamed up, even though Morley thought my name was Derek, and he never, even though I told him it was Drew, he liked to call me Derek. And I said, Morley, keep an eye on me, because you know that I don't know what I'm doing. And I headed into this room, a giant, giant chamber. And I was up on, you know, just like in all the great movies, you come through and you're on a platform looking down into a giant chamber. And the floor of the chamber was filled with socks. And individual socks. And we talked about this during the intro. Sentient single socks. And as I looked, I couldn't, like, my mind and my body could not process the size of the room for real. Because, like, I started to think, like, that every sock on the planet Earth that had gone missing, that had never been found, had found their way to this chamber. It was it wasn't that large, so I was being a little, but I said, what if there's chambers like this across the globe? Because these socks were sentient, and they were working on something. I guess I projected instantly that it was a sinister, you try to rephrase that for you. But I watched them, and I said, I couldn't tell, because I was up on, it was at a distance, and the scale was mesmerizing to me. But they all seemed to be working and humming while they worked. And plus, I guess the idea, this was like, I don't know if this was magical realism, but it was kind of, even though nothing surprises old Scoots, this wasn't a world where there was anything sentient. So to see what I thought was sentient socks was I said, what in the heck? And then I headed down. It took me a while to find, like, staircases so I could do, because I couldn't see what they were doing. They were working on stuff, but I couldn't see what they were working on. And I did kind of, like, it was interesting watching socks work, because they do, it's almost like there was a hand in each sock. So they do have, what do they call that, like a thumb, whatever the thumb's called, binaural thumb or whatever we call it. Yeah, but they, you know, they were there work, like they were working at workbenches. So then I snuck down, and it took me a while to get down there. And I started to forget what I was doing. Because when you're walking with a mop, I started to think of, like, portrayals of Moses for some reason. I mean, plus my shirt was, like, stretched, because I think I had torn it off in a previous, like, something when I was involved in the, you know, the Great Candy dispute. So my shirt was loose, and then I was walking with it, like, this was, like, a heavy-duty mop handle, not, like, a run-of-the-mill one, like, when you say... Like, if you go to a real hardware store and they say you want a mop handle or a heavy-duty mop handle, like, they're not trying to upsell you. The heavy-duty one is going to be of a bigger gauge or whatever, of diameter, a little bit denser wood. And the benefit of that is if you're holding upside down and walking with it, if you're wearing a mop on your head and... Then you're using it like a, not like a walking staff, like what do you call it? Like a walking punctuator. Like when I would walk, I would clonk it, you know. At first I was trying to sneak, but then I forgot. And then I was kind of talking to myself like, I guess I was reenacting. I never went to any plays involving, and I said, was Moses, oh no, no. And then I said, no, you're thinking of Noah, Scoots. Because actually I was pretending I was Moses, but I was acting like Noah, or I was like physically invoking Moses, but I was pretending to be Noah, you know, or Dr. Doolittle a little bit, because I was saying, come on, sheep. And the next thing you know, I wander into the chain, like I had totally gotten drifted off. Now, maybe it was the chalk, you know, maybe it was all the, maybe this was just how I compensate, you know. Yeah, but the next thing you know, I'm in this room talking to imaginary animals as Noah, and dressed like Moses a little bit. And I walk into this giant chamber workroom with all these sentient socks talking, and they all turn to me. And I was, you know, I thought I was being pretty funny, like I was entertaining myself. So I was having this long thing about the rabbits, because just saying, remember, you know, we only need two rabbits for right now. Like, we can't have a whole boat. Like, you get, like I was trying to teach the rabbits about self-discipline. And the rabbits were like, you know what, like, this is just, And they said, what are you two doing? Cut it out. Like, they said, quit judge. And I said, no, I'm not. And I said, you can't do it. Like, cut it out. You know, because I said, we need carrots to last the whole voyage. That's what I was really talking about. And then I was joking about that. And I was having a hearty har-har. And then I look up and all these socks are looking at me. Some of which were sock puppets or like sock puppet socks, which I guess are different than sock puppets. And I said, oh, goodness. And then I threw my hair back, my mop hair, because the one thing I'm good at is, you know, staying in a character of an odd gentleman. I've got that character down. And I said, my. I said, here we are. And I said, is this, and I pretended to look at a fake watch. And then I ran through my hand like it was a checklist. And I said, two socks we need, two different individual socks to take with us. And the socks, you know, they weren't ready for this. They weren't expecting, no one was really been prepared for this kind of thing. Like Scoot's rolling in. Dress like, you know, so I said, I said, oh, there's quite a few of you. Now, we can only fit two of you on the ark. It's going to be a tough decision. And, oof, I thought we were going to have a private meeting room. And I said, pink is, and I said, this is going to be a bit awkward. And I said, pink zebra stripe, size 9 European, and it kind of echoed through the room, and I heard a murmuring, and then a game of, like, telephone, like, did he say green, a teal, a cheetah, no, winter green, and I said, no, pink zebra stripe, size 9 European. And it echoed again, and eventually, like, she heard someone say, it's me, and jumping up and down. And then I heard another, and I said, oh, boy. And then, I mean, I was acting. Believe me, this is exactly what I wanted, because the room was huge. And I heard 4 or 5 or 6, and I said, okay, and, you know, work your way forward. And then everybody crowded in. And I said, oh, 19. I said, this one's interesting. You know, I don't read these before I get to the allotted spot. And then the socks, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the socks watched it. I mean, I guess they live with humans for a good portion of their lives. And I said, okay. I said, this was in the 80s, I think, maybe the 70s. Calf high gym sock, 3 stripes, blue, green, blue. U.S. size 10 to 12. And believe me, there was some, and I said, oh, well, no, I'm sorry. Okay. And so there was like about 45 of those. And I said, you know what? And then I, even though it was imaginary, I crumbled up an imaginary piece of paper. I threw it to the side. And I said, everybody gather around, And I said, at first I thought, man, I got to work exclusively with single socks from now on. And I said, gather around, we'll take it from the top. I said, what are you all doing down here anyway? You haven't heard what's going up on the surface? And they said, with the, you know, the rest, they said they weren't big fans of humans, especially the great king, you know, they said, all the humans, they either like this one candy or this other candy company. And, you know, they never, you know, and I said, oh, man, so you don't know. I said, what are you down here cooking up? I said, was that a giant chocolate cauldron I passed on the way here? Who invented that? And then this green wool sack stood up and said, a whole lot of us did. We brainstormed it. And I said, wow, terrific work. So I said, was that thermodynamically? And they said, no, geotherm. I said, oh, wow, even better. And they said, what's going on the surface? I said, well, you know, stuff. Oof, so you've been down here cooking up chocolate to what? And they said, well, it's interesting you're here. That's why we're so confused, because we're gonna give you, you know, the surface world, we're going to fill it up. And I said, really? So you're going to fill the whole surface world just like we were expecting the rain, my original version in the Ark, you were going to, you know, FLOOD it with chocolate, huh? And they said, yeah. And I said, so quite a plan you got, the whole everything. And they said, yeah, around the world we've been working. And I said, because you're just really, I said, where's the sack get an idea like that? He said, because I know this famous book that the kids have been reading lately to their socks, you know, since the Great Sock Compromise of 2020 recently, you know, the sock that felt like it got inadvertently lost and didn't know everybody cared. And they said, what? And I said, yeah, gather around. It was a tale of, it was why we passed all the international, you know, the governments are gone now, right? They didn't tell all of you down here, huh? Well, because we realized that there could come a point where socks finally gained sentience. And we realized that the story though. Yeah. So we're just, you know, we brought things to prominence, particularly socks. And yeah, this story was a story of this, this tough sock, Arnold the Sock, who was best friends with Arnie the Sock. They were a pair. And they lived with this this kid, Zeke, and Zeke took good care of the socks. And one day, Arnold, you know, just mysterious, Arnold found Arnold's self somewhere else. Didn't know where Arnold was. And Arnold got really, like, first Arnold was, you know, like, where am I? It was the natural stages of when socks lose their partners. I don't know anybody, do they teach that down here? You know, it's perfectly natural, all the feelings you go through. And the sock said, what? And they said, well, you know, feeling tough, feeling fed up. Anybody down here fed up? What is it? And I said, what is this, some of the stuff you're fed up about? And then I said, you know, any of you like not believe it? And you say, oh, don't worry, I'm an important part of that kid's life. You know, that kid's going to find. And they said, oh, yeah. And I said, yeah, this is frowny. Any of you sacks felt frowny? That's a natural stage of that. Holy cow. Sleeping, that's one. And then getting back. There's two kinds of getting back, too. Yeah, but I guess if you're down here, you're trying to get back, like to invest your energy in something to get back, as opposed to like getting back, like, you know, because you say, well, I don't know. I don't have my address. Some of you may have your address printed on you, but not all of you, huh? Oh, you're just learning to read now. Well, that makes sense. And quickly I realized that there's probably like I said, but where's the socks get their ideas to take over, you know, to take all the CAN, you know, to do that? I said, is that gonna fix anything? And they said, it'll fix them good. And I said, well, I said, it could be interesting because I don't know if it'll exactly go how you go. What if people are happy about it? And they said, what'll it do for the soccer courts? And I said, you know what? I had to change tactics. I said, you know what? I'm not really Noah Moses. I'm not really here taking things by pairs to get back on, you know, to get on the arc or whatever. And, you know, there's not really a soccer court or a famous book about, you know, Arnold the Sack or whatever. I think there's a show with Arnold, but I can't remember what it's called, like Arnold Goes to School or something. Yeah, but, you know, I have to come and apologize. Like, I've lost plenty of socks I haven't found. And, you know, I owe all of those socks an apology. And then eventually, like, a sock, because whatever, I had a reunion. We can't, you know, I don't want to get into everything, but, you know, I had reunited with one of my socks from my childhood. And then I talked, we talked forever. And I said, basically, because what I had hoped would happen was that whoever was managing these socks would come to light. And I said, and then I started to think from the socks' point of view. And I said, wait a second, maybe there isn't some, because at first I thought there's probably some genius with a V, an E to the V to the I to the L behind all this. But as I sat down with these socks over, you know, over a time period, and they did want me to keep dressing as a Noah, and I don't know, they were really into, I think they were like, that was one of the books they had started to learn to read was Old Testament. I started to kind of start to see things, and maybe this was because I had spent so much time down there from the socks side of the thing. And then I thought about like where Pop had been. And then, but then I said, wait a second, maybe these socks are onto something. Like if they, like, what if they only kind of, kind of semi-flood things, with chocolate? And said, what if you focus, like, you're, like, instead of just flooding the whole world with chocolate, we do targeted chocolate flooding, TGA, and they said, what are you talking about? And I said, that would totally, I said, I don't think, the only problem is that I don't associate chocolate and socks ever in the history of humanity with one, so I don't see how even my idea is going to help you get what you really want, because I'm not even, and I said, be honest, I'm not sure I know what you want, or that you're just worried. Like, you've been so caught up in the idea of flooding the world with your product that you've been cooking down here. I said, where'd you get all it? And they said, we took it. I said, oh, okay. And I said, wait a second. Where did you take all of the raw materials from? And they started to show me on these maps. And what I realized was I started to trace things back that they're, like, drilling up, you know, they had really high, like, some high-tech equipment they had, but they were taking from both the Woodmans and the Say's companies, and that triggered them thinking, you know, they kind of caused a misdirection, and where it started the great candy conflict, and I said, well, you know, here's the thing. I said, you know, I made up a lot of stuff telling you all tales because I thought whoever was your leader, but I realized you're just a collective of single lost socks. And they go, no, there's like socks that found their lost partners. They have another, their own kind of couples area. And I said, well, I don't ever want to see that or think about it. Thank you. But I said, how would you feel about, you ever like to see happy kids? And they said, kind of, And he said, first of all, he said, have any of you gotten soaked in chocolate before? And they all looked at me. And they said, chocolate socks. He said, the thing is, because the cauldron, he said, is it it's at cleansing temperature. And he said, plus you've been down here, for who knows how long. I said, what if we do, I got an idea. And they said, what is it? And then I murmured to them the idea. And believe me, the candy mop, the keeper of the candy mop has a certain amount of power. And magical power. So eventually I returned to the surface with my plan in place. Now, while I was gone down there, which was 3 or 4 weeks, I got to Pop's, came up through the subterranean basements to Pop's shop, which hadn't been mopped. So he was basically but he said, the candy barons are out of control. Where you been? And I said, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. And he said, don't worry, Pop. I got it all figured out. And he said, are you like a combination of Noah and Moses? And I said, I am. He said, great. And I said, I got to go. He goes, they're negotiating right now. He goes, but they're not going to, they're trying to, split up the continents. He goes, it's not going to work out though. He goes, they both are pretending to negotiate. And I said, those candy, he said, don't worry, Pop, where is it? And I said, so I headed to the town square where the fake candy accords were going on. And this was a beautiful town square with, most importantly, what is in beautiful town squares, piazza, what you could call it. And because of I think also my outfit looked more real because of the power of the candy mop, or the mop. But I headed to this town square. And I got in the middle. I stood on the edge of a fountain. And I said, I call this accord to order. And everyone, of course, was confused. And I said, it's time for this conflict to end. And they said, that's what we're working on. And I said, honestly? And they said, honestly, sure. And then I tapped each representative. These were city-states at this point, or city-state nations. And then they both told the truth because they were touched by the candy mop. They had to tell the truth. And meanwhile, this was getting broadcast around the world. And I said, all of your forces are out, ready to go, And I said, I thought this was the kind of place where you went to where you had a pop and a mop and a shop. And they said, that's not how our markets work. And I said, your markets don't work anymore. And I took off my socks. And I said, this day forward. And then I made this long speech. Holy cow. Not appropriate for a sleep podcast, but basically telling the tale of my lost socks, and all of that, and that the whole tale I told them, and then that I said, today forward, a chocolate sock will be the symbol of true peace, and then the fountains of the world erupted, but also all of the WAPONSs, so all these chocolate socks, basically we took everything, we covered it in chocolate, and then it became a symbol of hope. That was my speech of a future where things are enjoyed and lost things are found. The chocolate sock, it became a big tradition. It became like this big giving tradition, which again then became commercialized. So that was too bad, but that's basically the story of a pop, the latest in the version of a pop, a mop, and a candy shop. It's just, it all worked out in the end. Thanks. All right, I want to thank everybody that reviewed the show over on Apple Podcasts. I want to thank Cheddar Z's from Australia. I mean, I never hear the ending, so clearly it works. 5 stars. Ed O from Australia, who says, big thanks, Scoots. Sorry I don't make it to the theme song sometimes. I feel like your stories are lost on me. Thank you so much. So glad to be putting you to sleep. M. Walls says, better than a sleeping pill. Haven't had a decent night's sleep in years till I started listening to the Scooter's Bedtime Stories. Recommend this podcast. Everyone's a game changer. Thank you. S.P. Krim says, a gift. When I can't shut my brain off at night, I turn on Sleep With Me. It's the only time I can say a compliment that I don't believe I've ever heard a whole episode. Olivier from the UK says, works without fail every time, saving me during exams, amazing at distracting your mind from worries, etc. KWB35 says, love and requests, podcast has been invaluable, not just when I'm tired, but when I'm overwhelmed or stressed. It's wonderful to be able to concentrate on something so mundane and boring, just washes everything else away. I love some of the specific story arcs, TV show recaps, some of the real shows and the mentioning of characters bring an additional level of comfort to me. And Olivia, I'll scroll back and make it easier for some of my favorites. Maybe some type of specific playlist. We can't do on the distribution side, KWB, but it's really easy to do in most of podcast apps, is create a playlist and then make just a specific playlist around certain types of episodes. And people share about that kind of stuff in the listener Facebook group a lot. So, hey, deal, you're sleeping through this. But just in case you're listening, Jack says, who even knows what this podcast is about? I don't, because I'm asleep before I can figure it out. When they edited it, they had written that 2 years ago, and now they're still listening 2 years later. Thanks, Jack. Love says, Harkies, love this, fall asleep ridiculously fast. They skipped the beginning, but yeah, that's fine. X person says, never actually listen. Podcast works so well, it rarely make it past the intro. Casper Spoon says, this is such a good podcast, perfect for everyone, adds a cherry to your day. If you don't like it the first time, listen again. It takes a while to appreciate. See, I tell people that people say that. It's true. Lil Tim from Canada says, wow, you got a... like 5 bad reviews and 6 2-4 ratings. Of course, I give it 5 stars. Amazing podcast. Yeah, people are always blown away by the intense reviews we get sometimes. VHKCTUJV says, thank you. I was skeptical about the podcast at first, but it relaxes me and puts me to sleep. Thank you. Iggy Pep from Australia. Says it works. Didn't like it at first because I tried hard to listen and understand. Once I realized it was more about getting to sleep and not following, I listen every night. It's honestly magic. Can't sleep without it. Thanks, Iggy. Did a little 828. LT28, maybe that's it. It works every time after a few tries. And that's it. Thank you so much for everybody who reviewed the show. I really, really appreciate it. Sleep With Me exists as a free podcast because of the people that support the sponsors and support the show directly on Patreon. So I want to say thank you to everybody that does that. We grow as podcasts by people just sharing their natural experience with the podcast. Very similar to those reviews. We're a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing shows over at nightvalepresents.com, including probably the greatest Harry Potter podcast out there, but it's about so much more than that. Harry Potter and the Sacred Text. Vanessa Casper, Ariana, and everyone over there at Harry Potter, Sacred Text. and everyone over at Harry Potter and the Sacred Text really helps show that reading fiction it can add deep meaning to your life and help you live your life more fully. And you can find that at Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, HarryPotterSacredText.com or at NightValePresents.com or in the podcast app of choice. We're also a proud member of PRX. You can see everything they're doing at PRX.org. And there's plenty more episodes to go. It just tuck you in there if you want. If you like, yeah, get cozy, get comfy, and let's keep it going. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in the, my app is I think this is the I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts: the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't, like, automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all-intro, all-night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all in. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. That's cool. That's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. Then Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do. And the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it at the end of the free show too. This is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.